Okay, we're on Siman Pei Vav, the last two Sifim, Siftes and Yud. Hopefully we'll finish Hilchos Beim today. It would have been appropriate for the last year in Hilchos Beim to have scrambled eggs or the like. But Siman Pei Vav Siftes. Siftes has in it two very kloliistic sugyas that we're going to discuss. First, let's learn the din, and then we'll discuss it. Treifa eina yeledes. We have a Kabbalah that an animal or a bird, which is a treifa, cannot give birth. Now, that does not mean to say that a pregnant animal that becomes a treifa cannot give birth. If the animal is already pregnant and it becomes a treifa, it will give birth. It means that an animal cannot become pregnant and then give birth successfully when it's a treifa. Mefikach aifshu safik treifa v'hitl bayim. Therefore, if you have a bird which is a safik treifa, it has some type of safik treifas on it, v'hitl bayim, and then it laid eggs. Mashinoi say achi yatil kol bayav. Now you want to test if this animal is actually a treifa or not. How can you test it? Now we already learned that birds have clusters of eggs at the base of their shedra, at the base of the spine, and that's the equivalent of being pregnant already. So the clusters of eggs that are there, if those eggs come out as eggs of Nishkaraya, then it's not a treifa. So what do you have to do? Mashinoi, so you have to wait. Achiyatul kolbeyav. All the eggs that are already in the chicken come out, shaton kavar, which are already in the chicken. Im yitoin pamacheres ksheira, and then it will develop a new cluster of eggs and give birth. That would show it's a kosher bird. V'neidaze, how do you know if it's a new cluster? Kishashasa ben seif leida letchilas leida chaf alef yom shleimim. If the chicken takes a 21-day break from giving birth to eggs, then you know it's a new cluster. Kikain's man ibura. That is the time, what we call the pregnancy, or the gestation of the new cluster of eggs. V'wadin l'tana gailis shelo yolda mi'aylam. Let's say you have a chicken that never laid an egg. Shenoyla bosafik treifis. Im yolda achachaf al yayim. If 21 days later it starts to lay eggs, mizna shenoyla bosafik treifis. That would be a clear indication that the chicken is not a treifa, and this is a way of testing. So we have here a test to be able to test for suffix treifas. To a cow? We'll see in a moment it applies to an animal as well, except that animals don't lay eggs. So it's not Hilchos Beim. Animals don't lay eggs, but they give birth to animals. We'll see in a moment Hilchos Treifas says the same thing about an animal. If you have an animal with a suffix treifas and it gives birth, that would be an indication that it's not a treif.
This is suggesting that the ability to formulate an egg, whether or not it can be fertilized.
Right. The ability to formulate the egg and lay the egg to get.
Regardless of
whether it's. Yeah, I think so.
I don't understand. Didn't you have to say Zion? I actually know it's available to treif and mutter. What's in that for a minute?
The Ephrayach is mutter. And here... No, it's the same. We're not worried here. In Siftes, unlike previously, we were worried about the eggs. In Siftes, we're worried about the mother. We want now to take this mother, which is a Suffolk treifa, and we want to take the mother and be machshir it. Right? The mother. You have a Tzumas HaGidin. Well, what treifas do you have as man? As a Rav today... Hilchos Treifas has to know, I have in my Chochmas Adam a handwritten page in the front. All Hilchos Treifas Rabbanim have to know today. Two shaylas. Broken wings and broken, and Tzumas HaGidin, broken drumsticks. Because we don't get any other, our chickens don't have hearts or anything inside of them. So one of the most common shaylas is Tzumas HaGidin. A drumstick that's broken is not itself a treifas. A drumstick of a chicken, or a wing for that matter, is not itself a treif. However, the drumstick is treif if the tzumas hagidin are ripped. Why did the tzumas hagidin? I should have brought in the drumstick. If you look carefully at the drumstick, at the outer end, furthest from the body of the drumstick, the bone comes to a head, but it's not perfectly round. It has an indentation. That indentation was put there by the Bari Ilam. So the tzumas hagidin, I don't know if I should call them muscles or tendons that snake through along the chicken through that indentation to the feet. And when a chicken wants to walk, its brain tells its tzumas hagidin to wiggle its feet or to move. As a matter of fact, the show that Shechtim like to show is to take a chicken, a dead chicken, and pull the tzumas hagidin from the base, and suddenly the chicken's feet start to, the fingers start to wiggle, and the legs start to move. Those are the muscles. The tzumas hagidin are ripped. It's a treifus. Question is where. We're not sure at what point the rip in the tzumas hagidin makes a treifus. If it's in the lower half, the further half, the mechetzi ulamata, it's ulamayla, I would call it, is zichah kasha. From the half towards the base of the chicken, if it rips there, it's zichah kasha. Towards the chicken is zichah kasha.
The right?
Yes. Towards the leg, towards the foot, it's treif. It's a question how close. So between half and towards boys is zichah treifus. Between towards boys and the rest is a suffix. So you have such a suffix on a chicken, not on a shechted chicken, on a live chicken. It's gotten into a fight with another chicken, and you see the tumas are getting ripped. So how do you know if it's going to be kosher or not? So such a chicken, you wait. You wait till it lays eggs. According to this formula, you wait to 21 days, and it lays eggs. After a pause of 21 days, you know it's kosher. And this is the halacha here. Now, I just had a ha'ara here, which we're going to get to. The ha'ara is, why do I need to tell Yidden, you know, test your chicken, a suffix treifus, test your chicken? I gotta tell people to test their chicken. Let's get a bunch of our bottom together. Go to a chicken farm, make a list of all the suffix treifus, take chickens, even be matcher with them, small investment, how much does a chicken cost? Make the suffix treifus in them, let's rip the tzumas hagidin. Try if you get five chickens, rip it at different points, or do other things that are suffix treifus, and experiment and see if it lays eggs. And we'll be able to write a new Sifin Shusimin Shulchan Aruch results of our experiment. We could pass Kanois all the Safi Treifus, if it's a Treifu or not. Why don't we do that? Tzar Bali Chaim. If you worry about Tzar Bali Chaim, I guess we'll have to go and just check all the chickens till we find Safi Treifus. If you owe Tzar Bali Chaim, Letzarech Yisrael is Mot. What? All right, we'll have to get chicken. I suppose there's still chickens around, and we'll do whatever experiments we have to do. And I'm not even thinking why we do it. Why did Chazal do it? The truth is, I have another kasha, an old kasha. We have a big machlokes in Klal Yisrael if night is from Shkia, or if night is from Seis HaKachav. Right, we're not sure if when does night start. I have a suggestion. We should get Chassidish Rabbanim together, Litvish Rabbanim, and we could pass him once and for all. The Gemara says that chickens do not lay eggs at night. We have such a Kabbalah, and we pass it halachas kekula. If you left your chicken in its nest, and you come Yom Tif in the morning, before morning, you find an egg, you're allowed to eat it. Aye, maybe it laid the egg on Yom Tif. Be'esh and Aldo Yom Tif is Aser. So the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah that chickens don't lay eggs at night. They only lay eggs by day. So let's get Rabbanim together, go out to a chicken farm with 10,000 chickens, and see until what time they lay their eggs. If they lay their eggs till Tzeis HaKachavim, then the Rabbeinu Tam was right. And if they don't lay, if you can have 10,000 eggs for a year, none of them are ever going to lay eggs after Shkia, so then the grower was right. Why don't we do it? Yeah, everyone tells me, Chassidus Shlita is going to lay eggs. If they're going to lay eggs after a better time, say second coffee, we're going to have a problem. Probably shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen. Now they'll use artificial light and fool. So we're going to go to a place without artificial light, without food. What? Yeah, so we're going to have to do it in a natural environment without the artificial light. What they do is they fool the chickens. Chickens lay eggs on 24-hour cycles. So they fool the chickens today. They have
21 hours.
What?
They only have 21 hours.
They have 21-hour days. They change the lights, and therefore they fool them into laying eggs more often. But, we'll do it in natural. Go to find an organic chicken farm.
It wouldn't work, because the Machmirim will always say, no, there's 10,000 didn't lay it up to a face, but then if you would have put 20,
you get 10 more thousand.
One, you would have found one more.
All right. For me, it would seem to be a good experiment.
It wouldn't work, because you'll never get the Hasidic show one together with the Lashon.
What? Okay, at any rate, getting back here. The chayr of a cow gives birth, you have to check the lungs because it'll last 9 months. After it became pregnant, it may have become a trefa. Right, so you really, that's right. What? How do you know it didn't get sick? Okay.
Why, over the millennium, was that never done?
Why was it never done? This is my old kasha. It could be, we know that Nishtana Hateva on certain things, it could be that Kabbalahs we have in the Gemara, it could be the Nishtana Hateva and these in Yonim and the chickens, I don't know. What? But here we are, you're telling me now it's Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says if you have a Suffolk Trefa, that you could test the chicken if it lays eggs. Okay. So what you're saying, look at Shachov Dalit, and we're going to have to understand it. I told you I had two major inyanim in the sugya. One is this, and the other is the Taz. Let's start with the Shach. Shachov Dalit, Avovade Trefa Loi. If it's a Vade Trefa, and it gives birth to chickens, to eggs, Loi. We don't say, we must be making a mistake, it's not a Trefa. By a Vade Trefa, we don't say this. Why not? Why shouldn't we say it by Avadei Treifa? That we must be making some mistake. So to answer this, I really have to read to you from Siman Nun Zayin, because this is really a Treifa Sugya, and not a Bayim Sugya. Siman Nun Zayin, Sif Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch had listed a number of things, a number of types of Treifas, which require a Bedika. Certain types of Treifas, which require a careful examination of the inside of the animal or of the chicken to check the trephis. And B'daris Halalu, the Mechaber, the Ramah say to check the membranes of chickens and animals, we don't do this, and we don't rely on that type of checking. What checking do we do? So there in Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber says Yesh Mishayimer B'chomakim Shuscha Sham B'dika Kaganjus and the foolish Shvura, all the places we have to check an animal or a bird. But there is Allah, Lekum Lamekum Abdikas Shapir. We don't rely on checking the whole insides of a complete insides of an animal. The last lay takanta, a Suffolk Trefus has no Eitzah, Ella has one Eitzah. L'shiyu ye yud beis chaydish. Either wait 12 months, see if it lives 12 months. Oy, bin a keva, if the animal is a female, shetis aber vitelait. Wait and see if it'll become pregnant and give birth, and that'll be a simin that it's not a trefa. B'chein ba'if, in gomra lahatil kol habayim shel te'ina rishayna. If a bird gave out all its entire cluster of eggs, v'shasa chaf alaf yayim, v'achika chazra lahatil bayim, k'sheira, and then it'll lay eggs again, there'll be a simin that it's kasha. Chein ablo yitila bayim, me oylam, v'shasa achashdel basaf trefas chaf alaf yayim, shel lahatil bayim, k'sheira. So this is the halacha. The halacha is that by Suffolk Trefis, a person is permitted to rely on checking. The Ramah, at the end of the Ramah, on the bottom line of that page, says, Kol makim shu vadai trefa, afu bishu nishtayud beis chaydish, v'uchai osa rajba tshuvas tzadiches. This is a tshuva, is a very relatively famous tshuva in the Rajba. Someone wrote the Rajba, I got news. One of the trefis mentioned in Shas. I have such an animal in my flock. It's lived more than a year. What do I? Can I eat it? That was a shayla he asked the Rashba. The Rajba answers very harshly. First he has a harsh answer and then he starts to explain himself. He answers harshly by saying, I don't believe you. If I have a Kabbalah that can't live 12 months, even 100 witnesses are going to tell me you live 12 months, I don't believe you. You're lying, and it's not so. That's how he starts. Now that means either died or wasn't a trade for 12 months.
The question is not
a question. Now, the problem is that answer is good for the Hamainam. It's not good for the person who saw it with his own eyes. For him, it's a problem. You know, if we were told that an animal with three hind legs is a trefa, so, you know, it's one thing if you tell me it has a hole in the lung, and the Rajba says, you must be making a mistake. All right, a hole in the lung, you know, maybe. But it has three hind legs, that was the case. So you're telling me it doesn't have three hind legs, you know, it's not the kind of thing that you make a mistake. You know, it's either got three hind legs or doesn't have three hind legs. So the question is, well, what's the answer to the issue? So you're saying that this was a freak. All right. So that what you're saying is one of the two mahalchim. If you look at, you don't have it. Shachmem Ches there in Nun Zayin. Some of you do have it. He brings two explanations: the Rajba and the Mashal. How do we explain this? Lamaisa, I've got an animal with a trephis that's living 12 months. Why? Why is it living 12 months? So he brings two answers: the Rajba's answer and the Mashal. He said, "B'tshuvas Rajba Kosef Kain Ayiseres, animal that had an extra leg. Dava pishin neshtar bevada yud beis chaydish osur. Kivin devada treifu leimahani shiyas yud beis chaydish elu besafik treifu." Like we're saying, 12 months helps for a safik treifu, not for a vada treifu. Okay, gavna. Dava gav the tam treifu whom shem shakama yuchaya, even though it's because it can't live. B'kamokim chay yud beis chaydish osur. Ein lahakish b'shum inyan divrei chazal shamushi treifu. We can't deny, Chazal say it goes 12, it doesn't live 12 months. Sham Mushi Treif. Mashma de Divrei Haraj Basham. The Tzarech Loimar. Hi. The Hichai Yud Beis Chaydish Akorchach Nesu. If one didn't live 12 months, it must be it's a miracle. Miracles happen occasionally. So that's a miracle.
Can you be a miracle?
That's what he says. So, no, the living is a miracle, but the Treif is still a Treif. That's the Rajba's line, a karchach nesu. Now, the Rajba's line is actually taken from a Gemara. I'll explain it in a minute. Let's just see the Marshal. Aval Marshal, Pelkai Trefus Kosev. Marshal was a rationalist, and he writes, Atam de Trefahu, Shein Kabayachaya, Ruba de Ruba. When we say rules of Trefus, like all rules, it's generally Ruba de Ruba. Aval Muta de Muta Chaya, Afagav de Trefahi. It could happen, a small percentage of animals live even though they're trephas. Marshal says, you know, I'm not frightened from
it.
It's not a trephas, it's a mutus, it's going to happen occasionally that it's going to live.
So the Marshal wouldn't call this guy a liar.
Marshal won't call him a liar, and even the Rajba says, Akor Chachnesu, if it really happened, so it was a miracle. So it was a next. What? No, nobody here says the line of Nishtar Ateva. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't say that, but yeah, it's a little hard to understand what's the difference if it's a neis or it's a miyuta de miyuta. I think there is a nafkamina. Nafkamina is if two witnesses would come in and say that this animal had a trephis. And then the animal lives 12 months. According to the Marshal, we believe the Edom. They're saying this was a muta de muta. Edom could come in and say something happened that's a muta de muta. So therefore, we believe the Edom that it's treif. Even though it lived 12 months, Edom say that it has a treifus. So you can't eat it because it has a treifus. It's from the muta de muta who live, but it's still a type of treifus. That's Beisafik Treif. Beisafik. So Beisafik, it's a muta de muta. However, according to the Rashba, if two witnesses say they saw something, and it can't be, we don't answer witnesses and say it was a miracle. If witnesses say something, and they can't explain it b'teva, so we pass all the witnesses. And we be machsha the animal. So that would be a nafgamina between the two. It's Because if you call it a miracle, you call it miyutah miyutah, it sounds like a very dachistic, very, very small chilek. But Eshayyeh, these are the two mahalchim, either out miyutah de miyutah, or out derech neis. For the... Right. If it has no clayus, those who are machshir, you mean those who are machshir by nitla clayus, it's only because they say that one of the other avarim takes over the that the liver takes over some of the job of the clayus occasionally. I think. Well, they call it. I think it's called a type of teva. It's an old question. Why do you call it a miracle? Why do you call it a teva? You know, teva are miracles that repeat themselves. The sun coming up is a miracle. It just repeats itself all the time. Yeah, yeah. What repeats itself is teva. What doesn't normally happen is a miracle. That's basically. That's a separate. There's an issue about doing surgery to repair a trephis, which you can repair a trephis. It's still treif. But the Chazanish has a beautiful concept on it. But the animal is still treif. If you do surgery and repair it, it remains a treif. As a matter of fact, there's one type of surgery the Gemara says you can do, which is nevertheless the animal remains a treif. And so I just don't want to lose my train of thought. So we had here, I wanted to get back to my original question. My original question was, why don't we go and do experiments and try to establish once and for all the dinei safek treif? Now, it appears that the are miyuta de miyuta, that'll live. So if I have an animal in my house and it's a safek treif and it lives, so I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to rely. There are two possibilities. Either this animal really is a treifa, and it's from the 1% or 2% or 3% that live, or from the 97%. So I'm allowed to go basarayv, and I can pass kadais, and I can go basarayv. I have to be chayshish for miyuta, that's miyuta de miyuta. But for me to pass kadais a halacha for everything, you can't pass kadais, because we agree that's going to happen once in 100 animals, that the animal's going to live, like the mashal. So you can't pass kadais a halacha from that, because the madyama who calls it a safek treif is maida, that even if it's a vade treif, you're going to find it in miyuta de miyuta cases. The hard issue is the Rajma. The Rajma says it's a miracle. We're not chayshish normally for Nisan. If we have no teretz, we say there was an ace.
Which are the
suffix
that the Gemara list or something?
Yes, the Gemara list, or that the Rishayim argue about, or the Gemara, there are arguments in certain cases.
Why not shaft it after 12 months?
So if it's a suffix treif, I can wait 12 months and I'm allowed to shaft it. Then it's kosher. Because once I wait 12 months, it can pass the suffix on this animal. My question is, why don't we pass it for Kala Tarakul already? If I had such an animal. You can't do that. Because let's say the Rajba said on a certain thing, or the Rambam says certain things are suffix treif. Like the Marshal, he's minded that 1 in 100 times it's going to live. Even if he holds it to Vaday treif. So you can't pass Kinois a Kala Tarakul from the one, because he's minded it's going to happen one. Any one person could be Mekel, because he could assume that for him that this is a kosher animal. But I'm stunned. You can't pass kadais.
What if you do? What if you do an experiment? And you take 500 of them, and 400
well,
of them.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know.
The last part should work.
It should work. If it'll happen, it should work. I'm inclined to think it won't happen. But if you want. We're willing to let you report back to us. Take some vacation time, and so this is the first issue. Yeah, repair. No question, repairs can be done. Once it's a treifa, it remains a treifa. The Chazanish is decided the following. Chazanish says he talks also about nishtana hateva. There are certain conditions which today are changed. They either are a treifa and they weren't, or they were a treifa and they aren't. There's no question it was nishtana hateva in certain things. Rabbi Yaakov used to say that in his lifetime it was already nishtana hateva in certain things. In his 100 years, almost 100 years of life. What? Well, the 8 month of pregnancy, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. He says it's not nishtana teva. He says nishtana hamashines. He says today, in 8 months of pregnancy with the animal, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, if a person will find himself in the tribal lands of Africa, and a woman would give birth in the 8th month, a Jewish woman, that he says the halacha would be just like in the time of the Gemara, that the baby is an even ba'alma, you can't be metatlim, unless you were in a situation where you could rush the baby to a hospital. He's saying, Lu Yitzur, you would have the same metzias, it would be the same thing. An 8-month-old baby without an incubator can't live. He writes that in that particular issue was not nishtana metzias, it was nishtana hachachma. So halacha changes because we have ways of saving the baby. But there are things that were nishtana. Rabbi Yaakov mentioned women's cycles. We know in the time of the Gemara, women had set cycles. Remeya in the Gemara holds, Remeya is always chesh shum yuta. Remeya holds a woman who doesn't have a vest kavua is not allowed to be married. That would make a lot of tzaras today if women with a vest kavua couldn't get married unless they had a vest kavua. Today, none of the women have a vest kavua. It's very rare. Someone once asked me, what would happen if we were passing like Remeya? So I tell them, if we were passing like Remeya, then the teva wouldn't have changed. All the women would have a vest kavua. So Rabbi Yaakov said about that, and in his lifetime it was nishtana. In the Bach's lifetime it was also still all the women had a vest kavua. Rabbi Yaakov said that when he got married, the women also had a ruba de ruba, had a vest kavua. And it changed. So there is an idea of nishtana hateva. So the Chazainish has a nice side. He takes a Gemara and explains it's a halacha Gemara, not a agadat Gemara. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, I believe, Daf Tes or so, that shis alfe shana havi alma. The Gemara, it's one by the Omer of the Gemara that the world can live, can exist for 6,000 years. Trei alfe tayu, trei alfe tayra, trei alfe yamaisa Mashiach. 2,000 years are the years of tayu before Avraham Avinu came along. 2,000 years are the years of tayra, from Matan Torah and on. Actually, from Avraham Avinu and on, and Shnei Alfei Ayamaisa Mashiach. These 2,000 years are the years that Mashiach could come. There are a number of problems with the Gemara. First of all, why are these 2,000 years not Torah? Only those 2,000 years are Torah. And second of all, those 2,000 years are not Yamaisa Mashiach. Gemara says Chizkiah could have been Mashiach. Chizkiah was in those 2,000 years. He was 150. He was 650 years before 3,000. About the year 3,350. So what?
Shimshon
too. Okay, that was even earlier. So the Chazanish says what the Gemara says. Shnei Alfei Torah. It means to say that all Dinei Torah are based on the Metzius of those 2,000 years. Those are the Shnei Alfei Torah. All halachas of the Torah are based on the mitzias then. Any mitzias that's a treifa in those years has a din of a treifas. The halachas are based on the mitzias of those years. And any mitzias that comes along later is subject to those halachas. Because the chachmas ha-Torah is such that there's a yiridus ha-Torah. And the Rabbi Shlomo was kiveya that for those 2,000 years, of course, we understand the Bari Olam had that those 2,000 years there was a Beis Hamikdash, and there was a Kohen Gadol, and there was a Sanhedrin, and at the end of those 2,000, Sanhedrin came to an end. It was mamish at the end of those 2,000 years, and Zehu. So Akapadim, that's the Chazanish's side. So getting back here to Siftes, the one issue is this issue of checking treifas. We allow ourselves to check a Suffolk treifas. We do not allow ourselves to check a Vade Treifus. I should have mentioned the Gra, Esekasha de Marshal, who says Miyuta de Miyuta, from a Gemara in Elo Treifus. The Gemara there says, Gemara Esekasha, Eiv, there are two psukim in Eiv, Perik Tazayin, where I think Nishbacha Kol Yosai, where he mentions things that happened to him. The Gemara says they were Treifus. How did he live? More than a year later. So the Gemara says, Derech Nesaya, Eiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, performed a miracle to let him live. So Dr. Gra, we see not like the Marshal. Marshal says, Miyuta de Miyuta live. So why is the Gemara? Gemara asks that Eiv had these two Sibare Treifus and he still lived. Why does the Gemara answer Miyuta de Miyuta? Why does the Gemara answer Derech Nes? The Gemara says, Emaskir Maisa Nisim. So it's a right to the Rashba And the Gra there asks it. It could be it's in the Chumash Rashba itself. I don't remember, but the Gra there it's similar in Zayin Sifrit Ches. He asked the Kasha, how could you say like the Mashal that it's a Miyuta de Miyuta? It's not so. It's the Gemara says a Maskira Maisanisim in Beil Treifas Daf Mem Gimel. So Miyasa Miyuta Treifachai El Sheyev Shalich Yais Klalu Klal. It can't live at all. So it's a Raya against him.
Why is that? Basal seems
to
be saying that it can live
more than
12 months.
Right.
Not
the
like
Eos until the life of Eos. Who says, alright, maybe. And the Prima Gadim answers a different test. The Prima Gadim answers the Gross Kasha, he answers the Mashal, that why does the Gemara say it was Derech Neis? So he says that you have to know the story of Eon for that. Because Baruch Hu told him, Al Hamaves, Rak is Nafshay Shemar. You can do whatever you want him, Rak is Nafshay Shemar. But you have to be Shemar Nafshay. So the Prima Gadim says, if Rak is Nafshay Shemar, how did he make him into a treifa? That's not Rak is Nafshay Shemar. So Mazdabin, he said that it was a deal from the beginning that he would live Derech Neis. Otherwise, he couldn't have done that to him. That's the Prima Gadim. I think he has a second teretz. The second teretz he says is Kushta Kamer. Could be, the Gemara could answer Miyuta de Miyuta. Kushta Kamer. It's telling you he wasn't Miyuta de Miyuta. The fact is that he lived Maisa Nisa. And that's his other teretz. The Gemara says in Bav Basra that it was harder for the Malacham Aves than for Eiv. Because he had to tell somebody, break the barrel, but don't let the wine spill. So you have to break the person and not let it, and let his neshama stay in him. But the Gemara doesn't say that he made him a treif.
Well, sounds like he would have.
In that Gemara. Okay, so it was all right. So that fits well. That it was because the fact is, it wasn't nice. Yeah. The question is, why the Rashba doesn't say nishtana teva? You know, it's not a kasha lechazinish. Why didn't the Rashba mention the Shtana HaTeva? To say the Metzias changed, and we pass him based on the previous years. I don't know why neither the Rashba, nor the Marshal, nor the Shach say Nishtana HaTeva. Why don't they answer that Teretz? What? I mean, maybe not like the Chazaynish. If you hold the Shtana HaTeva, the Halacha would change, then they couldn't say Nishtana HaTeva. But it would answer the Rajba's kasha. I mean, the Rajba didn't want to say that teretz because he didn't want to agree that it changed. Okay?
But it would change the suffix trait.
No, because the suffix, we still go basaruba de ruba. We don't say most things changed. We're stuck, we say in the shem. There's one more in the kuda. I mentioned two teretz. The Rajba mentions the third possibility. He says, when we say trefe in achaya, there's a halacha that kol yeser cannot dami. Just like if an animal is missing a heart, it's a treifa. If it has two hearts, it's also a treifa. Just like if an animal is missing a liver, it's a treifa. If it has two livers, it's also a treifa. Just like an animal is missing a hind leg, it's a treifa. If it has a third hind leg, yeser cannot dami. So the Rashba writes that it could be, he says, derech efshir, that our Kabbalah, treifa ein achaya, is on the notl. An animal that's missing a heart, that's missing a liver, that's missing a leg. The din of yeser, it doesn't say that yeser is a treifus. It says yeser has the same halacha as notl. So he writes, it could be that a yesera could live. We have no kabbalah yesera can't live. Just it has halacha like a notl, and memele and lumdis, it's a treifus. But it could be mimetzius that it lives. All right, these are the, yeah.
There was a case in the car with the pigeon of end, and there was a boy born with two heads.
Yeah, so what do you want to prove from there?
That the Ben lived 30 days already.
Well, it does say he lived a year.
That's all I can ask.
Gemara says that someone asked Rabbi Yeshayla, what do you do if you have a baby with two heads? So Rabbi HaKadosh got angry at him. He said, why are you asking the Arisha questions? And then a lady walked in with a Shayla, and she said, what do I do? Pidira Ben, my baby has two heads. Does it go by the baby or by the number of heads? Because the Lashon in the Torah says, what? Gugailas. Bekal of Gugailas. So do you have to be played the one or do you have to be played the two? So things happen. Yeah, today I have Siamese twins. All right, there's a second issue here. That's the Taz. Taz Tezayim. The second Kloliistika issue. The Kloliistika issue here is the following needed. How long are you allowed to hold things in your house that are treif because you're hoping to be mevarer, to do a test and see if it's kosher or not, or if its baby is kosher? The question is whether we make a gezeira shema yavi lidei takala. Now, in the case, let's see Taz Tezayim. Taz Tezayim says, it says here, mashinoisi, you're allowed to wait. How long do you have to wait with this chicken? A minimum of 21 days. Now, you need 21 days from when it lays its last present egg. It could be 2 months that you have to wait. It has to lay all its present eggs and then go through a 21-day cycle. So, the Taz says, Goy dobi l'mashkasa ramasim in l'zayin, cheshino l'takola. There it says, the Ramah there, and that's Sif, I didn't read the whole Ramah, says that you're not allowed to wait a year with an animal. You have an animal, Safi Treif, you want to wait and see if it lives a year, says you can't do that, because it's going to come in the day Takala, someone's going to shut the animal. So he says, Lo dami the mashkas ramasim is achashin l'takala, afil b'safi treifa echad, even if it's just one animal that you have. Hasam shani, the tzarch l'shayis yud beis chayidish, 12 months for chayishis l'takala. Mashenkin kan shu zman muit. Mashenkin here, it's 21 or 40 days. Shilukzehu bagoshar idur, dine bayim, seminayin gimel. For zman meruba, v'chayshish letakala. For zman muit, v'nachayshish letakala. Not clear to us how much is zman meruba, how much is zman muit. We know 12 months is meruba. We know 40 days or so is muit. What about 3 months or 4 months or 5 months? So Pischei Tshuva, Nun Zayin brings on some cipher that even 5 months is also a zman meruba. There's actually a Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya says that you're not allowed to tivel kalim on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to tivel Shabbos or Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be tivel kalim. So the Gemara says, why not? What's the only tivel you're kalim? A tivel kalim, make a tar. What? So it's a real misakin. The Mechas Chinuch explains, not really misakin, because misakin is only a physical tikkun. It's a lamdish, a halacha tikkun, that's not misakin. But the Gemara has four terutzim. One terutz is mechzik misakin. He said, Rabbanan, because it looks like misakin. I don't remember all four terutzim. One terutz is shami yischait, because they used to title begadim also. You may squeeze it. One terutz, misakimana, shami yischait, shami you might carry. You might carry, you might come to carry on a Shabbos, I guess. You'll come to carry the kalim. And fourth teretz, it's actually, I think, the third teretz of the Gemara, Shemi Yisha. That people, during the year, that Tomei doesn't bother them so much. They have to be on the regular, bothers them. So Shemi Yisha, you're going to let them be tevel on Yantif. They're not going to tevel before Yantif. They'll hold on to the Kalim. On Yantif, you're busy here of Yantif. On Yantif, you go be tevel your Begadim, or your Kalim. So Shemi Yisha. So from there, they're being a Raya. The Chazal goes to Shemi Yisha. For less than a year, you're not allowed to wait till Yantif. So Chazal guys, 6 months for sure. That's the biggest amount of time that could be, 6 months.
That's a different Shemi Yisha. That's a Shemi Yisha.
Shemi Yisha, the other day Takala. I'm going to wait 2 years. That's the Gemara's Chashat. They'll come the day Takala in between.
But why don't we
look at it
in time? We're just looking
at
quantity. I have one animal, or I have 10,000 chickens.
So that's the Mechaik's Mechaber Ramah in Hilchis Treifus. If we're Chashat Takala by one, or only by men. The Mechaber Taka holds, if it's one, you remember. But when you're going here like the Rabbah. Now, I'd like you to pay attention. Is there a stira between this Taz and Taz Yud Dalet that we learned last week? L'chayra b'ashkofa rishayin that there's a stira. In Taz Tezayin, we just learned, l'chay sheshema yisha for a year and not for 40 days or so. Now, Sif Yud Dalet, what was the case? There was an Afroyach that gave birth to a Beis Nevel of a Treifa, so it's mutter. And I'm sorry, there was a Bey of a Nevel Treifa that hatched into a chicken, so the egg would be Treif, but the chicken is mutter. The Ramah said, Yeshayim Elmoy Nahaginan Kein. Ramah said, we're not noyig to do that. Why not? Kash says, why not? It's a Mefereshe Gemara. So the Taz there said, well, let's see quickly, Taz Yudalid. Efreich shenaylan, ain't efreich noitzem nabeya atchia nisreches, v'nasis kafra ba'alma. An egg turns into a chicken by spoiling, becoming afra ba'alma, and then turning into flesh. Umemra mufureshes begemara, that it's mutter. Rakshi isavet, the kasu shei noegin came. Isavet says, when I noeg that way, kasu daki maisha love, lo yadati tamay. Why in the world shouldn't we be noeg to wait? It's a good way to save an egg. Ka kasu rama lechatchila yesh li zayr. Here the Rama says, to taka wait, bulvush lo kasu hachasar lechatchila. Bulvush leaves it out. He doesn't know why should we wait. Bli nira tam nochet. Isavet b'zeh. Yeshlach Hashem yeshenu b'beisai. Maybe you're going to leave it in your house. You put it under a chicken so it should hatch. And maybe in the interim you're going to come to eat it. What's going on here? This Taz says, on the amount of time it takes an egg to hatch. I have no clue. I'm sure it's not 2 months. How long does it take an egg under a chicken to hatch? 2 weeks? Huh? It's a Rebbe in our yeshiva who grew up in a chicken farm, so I could ask him. Why is it 2 weeks? I think less than 3 weeks for sure. So isn't that a stira? This Taz and this Taz. This Taz says that you're not allowed to leave an egg under a chicken because shema yisha yavadei takala. Right now it's a trefa egg, and it's going to come lidei takala if you get in those 3 weeks. Your wife's going to go in and she'll need an egg for breakfast. She'll pull it out. And here Rama says that you're allowed to wait not a year, but 21 plus days as a mutter. Here be mashed chicken, here be mashed egg, my nafkamina.
What's a long time for an egg? I mean, how do you look at what's a long time?
I assume a long time means you can rely on people to remember. So for a certain period of time.
In terms of value, in terms of what you remember. That's what you're going to do. According to the Machaber, as we say, many or one, but here, eggs, it's easy to mix up an egg.
The chicken is a visible subject to it. The egg is not a visible
The chicken, how do you know chicken's visible? Maybe it has a hole in the lung.
How do you know it's
maybe it fell? An animal that falls 10 tfachim. Maybe it. It's a bit example. You mean you're saying that the chicken is visible and the egg is not noticeable?
Something that made you fall. By the chicken, you're waiting to prove the chicken. You're waiting to make proof in the chicken. You wanted to prove the chicken's kosher. By the egg, you were happy that there was never any. It was never a problem. It was just a regular.
This chicken was born from a nevela, a treifa. We say, because man, it's an egg, it's vade treif. But if it, because it came from nevela, a treifa. Once it hatches, it becomes a chicken.
It came from earlier. Right? That
will be more.
That's good.
The difference is what? That's, you're holding it to be vade treif.
That's what I was saying. I don't know why no one asked the kasha. It sounds like such a clear kasha. Maybe by a vade treif, this egg is zicha treif. With more chayshis to takala, and tazayin is a suffic treifa. So suffic treifa, you're more mekel. You're not mekel's mamru, but you're mekel's mamuin. Now nafkamino b, we have to get to other places in Shas. We have in Shulchan Aruch, we have chashis of shema yisha, and do we do it by a suffic? So if I can trouble you, we actually did have one other case. We probably have more than one. We had in Peidalu. We were learning about insects. In Peidalit Tazayin, and again, you don't have any of your photostats, it talked about Taloyim and Nimsan Bekemach, about flour that has bugs. You can't use it for a Jew. What are you going to do with it? So, in middle there, he writes, Shori Lahacha La'avdai B'Shivchasai. You have a maid or a servant, so you can feed it to a guy. Rak, now the Lashon there was, Rak Shalai Yishenu Zaman Meruba. So it said over there in the Marshal that Rak lo yishenu zman meruba shalai b'dei takala k'may b'bei the suffik treif. It's a vadei treif, talking about flour that has worms in it, and it compares it to here. It says zman meruba is aser, zman muad is mutter. So you're allowed to keep it. I guess 40 days worth of flour for your avdei v'shivchasei is mutter. and otherwise it's awesome. There, the Taz himself argues in the Mashal. He says, even Zman Mu'it is Aser. He says it's Aser. Loi Nehira, it's the ideal Chalak B'zeh, but Zman Ruvel is Zman Mu'it. Gam B'mu'it Yeshloch Rishot HaKala. He says, there's Zman Mu'it, you should be Chayshish. Alpha Gav, the B'simin Pei Zayin, I think it's a mistake, I think it's just Simin Pei Vav, as Asif. Alpha Gav, the B'simin Pei Vav, in his bar, the B'zman Mu'it Loi Chashin Ola HaKala. Even though we have here that you're not Chayshish, Shani Hasam, the Bailam B'dili Midav HaZeh, in Lam Esit Bay, Loi Chashin Ola Mirshol. Mashen Kin Kan, she Yasim Yimeno Pas. He says it's different. Here you're going to make bread out of it. It's going to be in your kitchen. Over there, you're taking a chicken and you're putting it aside. So it could be. So the Taz says that's the difference between bread and everything else. He doesn't explain that. I guess an egg is like bread. Is that it? I don't know.
It's something which is easy, which is finished. You basically can take it. It's much closer to the finished product. Chicken, you have it.
Here you're going to make bread out of it, and here. Okay. At any rate, that's the second major issue of this sieve. That's the teretz I mentioned earlier, but doesn't seem that way from the other. So to Raya, that I'm wrong. I said the mechalitim vade treif and suffik treif. From Peidalid, you see that they're not being mechalitim vade treif and suffik treif. So Kaparim, why do we walk away with two topics here? The topic of checking animals, safi treif, you're allowed to rely on your bedika, vade treif or not. And the shash of Shema Yisha, which the Taz speaks very clear, that you're allowed to wait as mamuit, not as mamaruba. And the gedder, the difference in here, sif katan yudal, it needs a clear teretz. All right, let's learn sif yud, the last sif, milchus bayim. I want to mention one more thing, I'm sorry. One thing I forgot to mention, Siftes. All the Achrayim will write, the Prima Gadim here, that there are certain types of treifa which checking doesn't help. I mentioned earlier that there are two common types of treifas for Zman HaZeh, the Tzumas HaGidin. The other one is a broken wing. A woman comes with a broken wing. Now, any break in an animal that doesn't have a black and blue mark clearly happened after the animal is dead. Very often in the processing, the bones break. You can tell if it broke when it was alive or dead, because a broken bone should leave an area of congealed of gathered congealed blood. But let's say you do have a black and blue mark. So look at the following. A broken wing is not a treifus in and of itself in an animal, in a bird. You can have a broken wing, it doesn't make a treif. However, if the bone broke so that a sharp edge of a broken bone protrudes out of the skin of the wing, even if it healed all around it, but there's a bone sticking out, the chayshish, that when the animal flapped its wings, it made a hole in its lungs. By flapping its wing, it pressed the ukits against its chest and made a hole in its lung, and therefore, we're matrif, an animal. Again, a regular broken wing, we're not matrif. Only if it protrudes out of the wing, then we're matrif because we're chayshish made a hole in the lung. For such a treifus, waiting 12 months won't help. Well, laying eggs won't help. Why? Why? Let's say, no, it happened 12 months ago. Wait, 12 months. It's alive. It's walking around with a broken wing. So I want to wait 12 months to see if it's kosher. Why? Exactly. Because it could be 12 months ago, it didn't puncture its lung. Maybe it punctured its lung yesterday when it was flapping its wings. Birds, chickens flap their wings all the time.
Well, if you put a flapjack on it.
You know what's going to happen if you hold it? Rebelski once said that if you hold a chicken, don't let it flap its wing for a while, it's going to suffocate. Because we have a diaphragm that causes our lungs to fill up and empty out. The bird doesn't have a diaphragm. He said, why do chickens flap their wings? They don't fly anyway. They keep on trying. He said, they flap their wings to compress and expand their lungs. And that's how he checks. You remember Belsky said, that's why when they do these things for the, you know, they take the pigeons by the belly buttons of people who have jaundice, He said, you know why they die? Because if you hold the wings long enough, they die.
So that's what he said.
Yishlak haparis.
You're holding it by the wings.
I can't answer. At any rate, it's Rav Balski Mesha. I don't know how long you have to hold it to suffocate it, but at any rate, Sifyut. So what I'm mentioning this to say that that type of treifus, it doesn't help to wait 12 months. Okay, Sifyut. Ein ma'ichrim be'es nevelu treifa loy v'kechavim. Shema yazav yim kerenu l'Yisrael. You're not allowed, this is a chumri yisera. I would think, statistically, this is a miyuta de miyuta. What are the odds that if you go to a goyisha eggplant and you sell a goy a treifa egg, that what are the odds you sell to a Jew? Now, if he sells mostly Jews, of course you know how to do it. But if he sells it mostly to Goyim, I would think you could sell it. But Chazal said, no, you're not allowed to sell eggs, treif eggs to Goyim, because they may sell it to Jews. Kay said, Yasa. What do? You trefenu b'kayra. Scramble it in a bowl. V'yim kren alay v'kechavim. Sell them scrambled eggs.
Why can I sell it to a guy as a private use? A guy who
does have a business? It's a gzera that he may sell it. Sha'oz v'adeh l'ikneh sisrael mimenu. A Jew is not going to buy a scrambled egg from a guy, so therefore you can sell it that way. That we see it scrambled. You're not allowed to buy a scrambled egg. I don't mean a cooked scrambled egg. I mean a raw. It's also called scrambled, right? The egg, you're not buy a raw scrambled egg from a beaten egg. Not buy a raw.
Why can't it just be open out of the shell?
A raw, because that's you're allowed to buy. You're allowed to buy eggs from guys. Eggs are kosher. So you're allowed to buy an egg from a guy. That was the first sif. That we're not chayshish for the by a guy that the guy has a treif egg or. So you're allowed to buy an egg from a guy. Now, why is it also to buy an open egg, a beaten egg from a guy? It's because of this. Chazal made a simon. This was the simon. A Jew wants to sell a treif egg. He beats the egg and gives it to the guy. And all other Jews know not to buy it from him. Therefore, Zavta Shulchan Aruch, Medivar Amurim Shoraisa Trufa B'yadai. That you see the guy has a beaten egg, Yeshlach Shisra Marcholai, Neshi Trufa. I mean, Neshi Trefa. The Jew sold him because it was Treif. Avamutta Lichtais Mimenu Pas, Shanilish Bebeim. You're allowed to buy bread from a guy, even though there are eggs in the bread. B'makash Shanaisim Lecho Pashalai V'kechavim, Kivin Shei Rei Naisa Trufa B'yadai. There has to be a Reisa. A person sells eggs. Why is this egg not a whole egg? Why is it a beaten egg? So that's a reyesa. You're not allowed to buy it from a mechayshish a Jew sold it to. But let's say you buy a product from a guy, a product which was known to be kosher. Bread in all the generations was known to be kosher. It was just flour and water, and if it was egg, challah, so it had eggs in it. But there were no treif ingredients. So why are you allowed to buy from him? Because with saimach, ruba deruba, that it's not an egg that was bought from a Jew, and a treif egg that a Jew sold, and therefore it's mutter. The same thing, if you see a guy take a whole egg that he owns, and crack it open, and beat it for you, you're allowed to buy it from him. Because it's the same as buying a whole egg. Turn the page, Dr. Ramah. Yeshayimrim, ta'achshav, de'enis harim epashalai v'kechavim. Nowadays, that people buy paspalter, ein limkalai v'kechavim be'ya asura afilatrufa. Today, Dr. Amar, you should be careful. Because in our communities, they buy pasakum, paspalter, and therefore don't sell a guy beya asura, filatrufa, chashina, shemi yarvenu, and pasim currently Israel. Vachi noyig, nohug. And this is the custom, the makim shenayig and lasis pas in bayim, places that they put eggs into bread or cake. But noyig, in a place, noyig bay had to look nice. So in Williamsburg, you have no problem. See them on Machmir on Paspalter. They don't buy Paspalter. But in Flatbush, where people buy Paspalter, so then it's awesome. Sell it to someone who's not a baker. Who does the baker get it from?
I don't know.
I guess it from the person.
Guy,
so why you can't sell it to an individual guy? I don't know the answer.
I don't know how far they pass, but
I'm saying Mechaber also says that it's Mutter. He says it should be Machber, but he brings the Heter. He says not to rely on it only. If it's Yefshir, there's no other breath. Today we have Ashkachis, yeah, 100%. Today there are other ingredients. So
today there are other problems.
So hopefully there are no problems. Because there are problems, we have Ashkachis and Mele, there's no problem. So, okay. So Akapanim, this is the last sif. This is, as you're all pointing out, not very negative to us. We are up to Hilchos Pasul B'Cholov. Next week, I'm not going to start off this Pasul B'Cholov. We'll stop Pasul B'Cholov in September.